Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Colonial Pipeline announced it resumed operations on May 12th following being temporarily shut down due to a ransomware attack. However, Bloomberg sources say the company actually paid a nearly $5 million ransom on May 7th within hours of the attack. However, the decrypting tool supplied by the ransomware operators was so slow, the company continued to use its own backups to restore the system. A new U.S. executive order authorizes the Commerce Department to create cybersecurity standards for companies that sell software services to the federal government, and specifically directs federal agencies to authenticate users based on behavior, not just location and password. It also calls on agencies to report on severe cyber incidents within 3 days, with federal contractors required to report incidents to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. In a blog post published Wednesday, security researcher Fabian Brawlein demonstrated how Apple's Find My network can be exploited to become a data transfer mechanism. In Brawlein's demo, short text strings are sent back over the Find My network to a home Mac. It's not clear if this could be used maliciously. A new national blueprint in South Korea outlines plans to invest $450 billion to build the world's biggest chip-making base by 2030, involving 153 companies. Samsung Electronics will boost spending 30% to $151 billion by 2030, with SK Hynix committing $97 billion to expanding facilities, in addition to $106 billion for a planned 4 new chip fabs. In the ongoing lawsuit between Apple and Epic Games, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers questioned Apple's anti-steering policy, which requires devs to use Apple's payment system and forbids linking to other ways to buy digital goods in apps. Judge Rogers asked an economics professor testifying for Apple about the harms to consumer choice and said customers can see signs that say they can use Visa, MasterCard, and other credit cards at a physical store. Amazon signed a multi-year deal to obtain global streaming rights for WNBA games on Prime Video. Amazon will stream 16 regular season WNBA games, as well as the inaugural Commissioner's Cup championship game. The Facebook-backed Diem Association, formerly known as Libra, said it has withdrawn its application for a Swiss payment license. The association is now working with Silvergate, a California state-chartered bank, to issue a U.S. dollar-backed stablecoin called Diem USD. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company will stop accepting Bitcoin as payment over concerns about the cryptocurrency's energy usage. The company will resume accepting Bitcoin when the process of mining Bitcoin transitions to more sustainable energy, with the company examining other cryptocurrencies that use less than 1% of Bitcoin's energy per transaction. Intel and Qtech demonstrated a first in quantum computing, high-fidelity 2-qubit control using a Horse Ridge cryogenic control processor, opening the door to processors that integrate the electronics and quantum chip on the same die. Previous quantum systems were often bottlenecked by using room temperature electronics to manage a supercooled quantum processor. Italian antitrust regulators fined Google $123 million, saying it abused its dominant market position with Android Auto by restricting the electric car charging app Juice Pass from the platform. As part of the ruling, Google must allow Juice Pass on Android Auto and provide the same interoperability to other third-party developers. Roku announced it will launch its original programming on the Roku channel in the US, UK, and Canada on May 20th. The initial slate will be 30 shows Roku previously acquired from Quibi, with plans to roll out more acquired content throughout 2021. Intel Lab showed off a new machine learning project called Enhancing Photorealism Enhancement to create a photorealistic version of Grand Theft Auto gameplay. The system uses a Cityscapes dataset of German city streets and was able to integrate geometric information from the game's G-buffers, rendering individual frames but maintaining temporarily stable objects throughout the scene. Asus announced the Zenfone 8 with a 5.9-inch 120Hz AMOLED screen, a Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 SoC, a headphone jack, and is the first Asus phone IP68 dust and water rated, available in Europe for 599 euros. The company also announced the larger Zenfone 8 Flip with a 6.67-inch 90Hz AMOLED screen using the same SoC, with a rear camera module that can be flipped to the front, starting at 799 euros. And finally, Motorola announced it's partnering with Guru Wireless to bring its proprietary remote wireless charging to phones. It's unclear if technology from Guru Wireless was used as part of Motorola's One Hyper remote wireless charging demo shown off in January. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.